Vice President Kwesi Emesa Arthur has called on all eligible Ghanaian voters residing in Togo, Benin and Cote d'Ivoire to come home and vote on Wednesday. He made it clear that nobody can stop any eligible Ghanaian voter from voting. Speaking at a well-attended NDC campaign rally at Hohwe in the Volta region, he said the same representation of people law passed by the NPP government, which allows all eligible voters living in the US and Europe to vote in every national election, allows eligible Ghanaian voters in Togo, Benin and Cote d'Ivoire to vote in Ghana. Sefia has sent this report.
The hundreds of NDC supporters who attended the rally were taken through the proper ways of voting and the procedures they need to be familiar with on the voting day on Wednesday. The supporters went into a spontaneous jubilation when they were informed that an NPP activist had stabbed an NDC supporter, but he had been arrested and handed over to the police for investigations. The victim had also been rushed to the hospital for medical treatment. The presence of the vice president at the rally further boosted the morale of the supporters, who felt encouraged to go all out in their numbers on Wednesday to vote massively for President Mahama and the parliamentary candidate for Hohwe, Dr. Bernice Helu. Ms. Emesa Arthur said, "It is ironical that the NPP, which was instrumental in the passage of the representation of the people law for fear of defeat, is threatening eligible Ghanaian voters residing in Togo, Benin and Cote d'Ivoire from coming home to vote. He therefore encouraged all eligible Ghanaian voters from the three neighboring countries to come home and vote, as the security agencies will be there to protect them."
I hear that in the Volta region, you people are afraid. They say they will stop some people from voting. Nobody can stop any Ghanaian from voting. The same people who introduced the representation of people law to bring people from America and Britain to come and vote. They say that if you are coming from Togo, you can't vote. If you are coming from Benin, you can't vote. Why? Because they are afraid of the Ghanaians who are living there who want to come and vote. We shall vote today. We shall vote tomorrow. I know many Ghanaians who live in America, in the UK, in Germany, who have flown down to come and vote. I know Ghanaians who live in Nigeria and Chad who have come to vote. So if you come by plane, you are Ghanaian. If you come by road, you are not a Ghanaian. Every Ghanaian can exercise his vote. And we will allow every Ghanaian who has a vote, no matter where he lives, to come to Ghana and vote. So we are not afraid. All Ghanaians who are voters should come and go to their polling stations and vote.
Ms. Emesa Arthur used the occasion to thank the rank and file of the NDC and Ghanaian voters in general on behalf of President Mahama for having unflinching confidence in the leadership of the president. He charged the supporters of NDC to go to the polling stations and vote massively for President Mahama and the parliamentary candidates.
As for us, we only know the umbrella. We are voting umbrella, and we are voting umbrella. There is no skirt and blouse. We shall vote umbrella and vote umbrella. That is very important because our party must go to parliament and dominate that parliament so that the president will be able to do all the things that he wants to do. But it also means that we must vote. The president is thanking you ahead because he has heard that you are determined to vote and vote for the NDC on Wednesday.
Ms. Emesa Arthur introduced Dr. Helu as the NDC's parliamentary candidate for Hohwe amid JMUG, BHUG, meaning JM and BH continue. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.